If I give you a name, perhaps you could give me one of your words of wisdom for each of these people. Mahatma Gandhi.
He was the most cunning politician the world has ever known.
Adolf Hitler.
He was the most idiotic politician the world has ever known.
Pope Paul.
He should be behind the bars.
Mother Teresa.
It is time for her to jump into a lake.
Your followers laugh, and yet with that kind of very unsettling, raw statement that you make, you clearly disturb people who see those sort of statements as profound, profane.
I love to disturb people, because only by disturbing them I can make them think. They have stopped thinking for centuries. Nobody has been there to disturb them. People have been consoling them. I am not going to console anybody. Because the more you console them, the more retarded they remain. Disturb them, shock them, hit them hard, give them a challenge. That challenge will bring their capacities to the climax. Reverend Jim Jones and his people is really the logical conclusion of Jesus and the Christian theology.
Not the logical conclusion of the power of one man over a group of people?
That was exactly what Jesus was doing. That's exactly what popes have been doing. That's why I say he is the logical conclusion from Jesus through all the popes and all the Christian theologians. They have all been trying to prove the power, the glory of Jesus, his specialness, and his special connection with God. And if you follow him, then you need not worry about the future. He will take care of you. Here I teach people that nobody can take care of you. I am not your savior. I am not going to help you in any way to enter into the kingdom of God. But I can explain to you how we can live here in the kingdom of beauty, love, joy. To me, God is a dead word. It is a dirty word, four-letter word.
It's trying to compress, you know, what you've been saying for 53 years or 53 lifetimes, as you put it, into a 60-minute program, if you know what I mean, which is almost an impossible task. But we did think that we've caught, for the sake of our film, some of the magic and the tranquility of this, this experience. I hope you don't mind me saying that I enjoy the circus and the theatre of it as much as maybe that is close to a spiritual feeling, but to me, you are truly one of the funniest people that I have ever met.
That is right.
You have a wonderful sense of humour. And where did you learn such timing?
I have never learned anything. I just go on doing naturally whatsoever I feel to do, whatsoever I have to say. I said, because I don't have any obligation to anybody, and I don't have any commitment to anybody. I don't belong to any party line. I am absolutely free to be funny, to be shocking. I don't even bother about contradicting myself. Because to me it seems a man who remains consistent his whole life must be an idiot. A growing person has to contradict himself many times. Because who knows what tomorrow brings in? Tomorrow may cancel this day completely. And I am ready to go with life with no hesitation.
Did you love those contradictions when you were a debater many years ago?
I have always loved the contradictions. Because for me, contradictions have something of a tremendous value. They appear contradictions to the intellect. But deeper you go into them, you will find they are compensatories. They are not contradictions. They somehow depend on each other. If one disappears, the other will not be there. For example, if there was no British rule in India, there would have been no Mahatma Gandhi. No possibility. If there was no Adolf Hitler, forget all about Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin. Life exists in such a way that it makes contradictions complementaries. I have always loved.
Would you be happy then if what you inspired out of this brief part of a very long journey, if some of these people who now follow you, in fact, wandered off to some other sphere of discovering what is to them?
I will be happy and I will bless them to go there. Because they have come here to seek some truth, some tranquility, some sanity. If they feel somewhere else they can get it better, I will be the first person to send them and help them to go. And I have been doing that for years. In fact, I had to do it in such a way that they don't feel they are leaving me. Even against their will, I had to bless them and tell them to go. Because I knew they love me, and now their mind is in difficulty. They want to go somewhere else, but their love to me has become an attachment. I have to destroy that attachment, only then they can go. And I have been destroying many attachments. For their sake, because I don't want anybody to be a slave. Out of freedom they have come to me. Out of freedom they should go. And if they want to remain here, out of freedom, they should remain here. This is not a concentration camp. It is a meditation camp.